Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
So let us move on to one of our regular features where we have been asking chefs all summer long to tell us about the cookbooks that they return to again and again. So this morning we're joined by TV chef and food stylist Erica Drum. Erica, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Philip? Delighted to be here.
And thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us. Tell me, what do you think makes a good cookbook?
Oh, I love that. So a good cookbook for me is probably something that incorporates seasonal cooking. That's my kind of thing. I love that, where they tell us, you know, what the major ingredient is in your dish and when it's in season. Do you know what I mean?
So little surprise then that your first book is not really a cookbook so much as it is a map of how to put different ingredients together.
Yeah, totally. So my first book is The Flavour Thesaurus. So it kind of explains itself in its title. It's by a wonderful author called Nikki Singus. And it is essentially a thesaurus of each ingredient you might love. So say, I love the idea of opening up, doing a fridge raid. I don't know if you've heard of those, hashtag fridge raids. They kind of do their reams on TikTok or whatever else, where you open up your fridge and you see what you have, and then you cook your dinner or your lunch with it, especially if you're in a hurry and you don't want to get to the supermarket or whatever. So with this book, you'd say you've had whatever it might be, you know, carrots and feta cheese or something. You'd look up carrots, and Nikki has put it into a lovely section for you and given you, say, 10, I love to call them flavour friends, 10 things that go really well with carrots. And so then I go on and look up, say, feta cheese, and then it might give me 10 things that go really well. And she doesn't just name the thing. She says, you know, in what way it goes well, or a particular dish she might have had in a restaurant years ago, or a way a chef loves to cook carrots, or even in a sweet version.
And what so then an from, incredibly yeah. useful book. And like, how wide a range of ingredients does she offer pairings or suggested pairings for?
Oh, hundreds, like hundreds. And even if she hasn't done a full section on the ingredient that you may have, there will still be a little snippet. You know, in the back, you can go into the index and find a little snippet. But she's kind of categorized each section as well, down into like earthy, muddy, marine, green and grassy, spicy. It's honestly, I think every budding cook, you know, it does take a little bit of self-knowledge and I think confidence nearly to utilise it, if that makes sense.
So it's not really, strictly speaking, a cookbook so much as it is a build-your-own-recipe book.
100%. And I am cheating. I know we were to come on and bring our favourite cookbooks. To be honest, the most used cookbook in your house, you know, if we all look around, the one that's dirty is the one that we love and we go back to. And this is it for me now. The binding's nearly tearing, you know, that kind
of
way.
Yeah.
It's just fantastic. I genuinely think it should be given to anybody who enjoys being in the kitchen and kind of, you know, a little bit more resourceful in terms of what they can cook. They don't have to go by a recipe exactly.
Well, do you know what it is as well? Is it's an antidote to food waste, because you can always find a pairing for that thing, as you say, that's stuck in the back of the fridge, which provides us with one of those beautiful broadcasting links to your next choice.
Well, there you have it, Philip.
It's almost as if we had planned all of this, isn't it?
Oh, you're so funny. I love it. So, yes, my next book is one of the most incredible range of books at the moment. It's called Blasta Books, is the publishing house. And they are small books, little books for big voices is their title. So each little book has its own kind of idea or theme. And this one that I love the most is by my friend and amazing chef called Connor Spacey. And the book is called Wasted. Now, it has nothing to do with weed or smoking or anything. It's all about reducing your food waste. It's fantastic. Again, not necessarily a total cookbook, everything is a recipe. It's a guide as well. It's an encouraging guide.
Because it's still the unfortunate truth that doesn't matter how long people have been talking about food waste, our habits aren't getting any better. And it is as brutally obtuse a fact as this, that for every three bags of shopping that you walk out of the supermarkets with, you may as well just throw one straight into the bin, because we're wasting a third of everything that we buy still.
100%. I never even thought of that analogy. That's incredible. Like, the average household is about 700-800 euro a year. In the UK, the stats are that we waste 17 million slices of bread a day.
Oh my God.
So, like, that's just bread, you know, and that's insane. It's and as you said, it isn't changing. It is slowly, like a lot of us out here trying to advocate for it, are trying to encourage us all. But sadly, as food gets cheaper, we get less respect towards it because it's not, you know, directly affecting
okay.
us massively.
So, top tip from Connor Spacey's Wasted, please.
Well, I love his bread section. So he's five ways to use stale bread, and that includes things like breadcrumbs, croutons, eggy bread, hummus made with bread, and a gorgeous garlic bread. So he's a fabulous book. Okay. Loads of different bits.
What's your next choice?
So actually, I was flicking through another favourite of mine. It's by two wonderful women. One has passed, sadly. So Rose Gray and Ruth Rogers are very famous to have this wonderful cafe in the UK called the River Cafe. And I was gifted this book, which was pre-loved, which I even love more. So it's very rough around the edges and messy. But this book particularly, they have quite a few books, but this is called Book Green, Cookbook Green. And this goes by month. So right now, Philip, we are in stunning, stunning season for lots of gorgeous Irish produce, such as tomatoes. You know, we're coming into cucumbers. We've got all the lovely, you know, we know the strawberries are out there and that kind of thing. So you go in, you get the book, and you go to the month you're in. And the women have written out really beautiful now and totally simple recipes to go with that month. So actually in the July section, there's a dish called a Papa al Pomodoro Fresco. There's my amazing Italian accent, as you can see. And that is using up stale bread and gorgeous fresh tomatoes that are in season at the moment. I just love it.
And all of those ingredients for each of those months are things that are going to be available, you know, at these latitudes in this part of the world?
Yeah, so it's written for the British, English, Irish audience. You know, it is a kind of Italian and European swayed. Yeah, totally. Like, we do go through a hungry gap towards the start of the year. But, like, things like pumpkin, that kind of thing, as we get into winter. It's an old book, but it's a classic. Okay. And it's really, really good. Yeah.
You also have an American choice, Nothing Fancy.
Yeah, and in fact, she is quite fancy. Her name is Alison Roman, but her books are designed to encourage us to invite friends over and not be worried about it. So that's why she's titled it Nothing Fancy, because she loves the idea of celebrating with food. And we've kind of stopped doing it, I think, these days. You know, we don't host as much as we used to. There's plenty of restaurants and other things to be doing. So her it's all written in the caption, really. It's making delicious food, not making it fancy, and encouraging eating together and around the table.
You do recipes on Instagram and in other places. I assume that all of these books are up on your Insta account, are they?
Well, they will be in the next hour, 100%.
We will rely on you to do that little bit of work for us. What's your Insta account called?
Absolutely, Erica Drum. So Erica with the C, D R U M I E.
Excellent stuff. Erica, thank you so much for joining us with those four book suggestions this morning.